Okay, we're going to start looking at ASCII code today. And then we're going to go back and look at binary arithmetic. So, if you click on in my week of reference for ASCII 2, it brings up the code for ASCII 2. Okay, so if you look down the column, you'll see the character, and the other thing that I'm looking at is the hexadecimal and the decimal translation. Octal is not used as much. That was for an older code. And the HTML is the code that you can put in when you're writing an HTML page. You could actually, if you wanted to, put in the code for an A, and it would show a capital A, okay? It's a little easier to type an A, so people use that, but you have the code for it, okay? And those codes become important when you start looking over special characters. There's the code for a parenthesis, the code for a closed parenthesis, and the close for a quote is one that is used a lot because quotes can mean different things. So sometimes people put in the code if they want to just display a letter or a special character. So we're going to look at A and then go on to B and C, and I'm going to work on them and ask you to tell me what they are. Okay, so an A has got a decimal 65 and a hex 41. Okay, so those are the codes that an A has, a decimal 61 and a hex 41. Yes, ma'am?
The server is up, you know that, right?
No, I didn't.
It is.
I knew it was down, but I didn't know it was back
it's up.
Up.
Now. It was
thank you.
Same sort of problem, but a little difference. So
okay.
Fixed it.
Actually, that may have been be connected to your problem.
So you should be all set.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So again, if I go over and look at the codes, I see that an A is a decimal 65 and a hex 41. Okay. Now, how did it come up with that? Well, the 41, I left the pen over here. The 41 is hex. So if I look at it and say, what's a 4 and what's a 1? A 4 is 0, 1, 0, 0. Okay, because I'm turning on the 4. 1, 2, 4, and 8, I'm turning on the 4. So 1, 2, 4, 8, I'm turning on the 4. And 0, 0, 0, 1, I'm turning on the 1, so that's a 41, okay? That's 41 in hex. Now I look at that, and I can see that an A, I actually wrote 64. That should have been 65 for the decimal. Okay. So if I look at the decimal, I have 1, 2, and for converting to decimal, I keep going. 16, 32, 64, 128. So I have 8 spaces, because the ASCII code has 8 bits that make a byte. Okay, 8 binary bits to make a byte. So I now have 65, I turn on the 64, and I turn on the 1. And turning on the 64 and the 1 makes 65, right? And then I can turn everything else off because I'm not using them. and you can see that these two are the same. Okay? So the decimal translation is the same as the hexadecimal translation. So what happens is that when I hit the A on the keyboard, the code that goes into the computer is 01000001. That's what gets sent with a capital A. Okay, that's what gets sent over with the capital A. If I decide to get a dump of memory, I can request it be in hexadecimal. So the A would be come out as a 41. And that's a lot easier than reading 01000001, especially if there's a whole stream of letters. Okay, it's easier to read a two-character hex than an 8-bit binary. So that's an A. So now if we go on and we look at other letters. So A was a decimal 65, a hex 41, and in ASCII code, it is going to be 01000001. So that's the ASCII code. Okay. Now if I look at a B is 66 and 42. And you can check that by going and looking at the chat, and a B is 66 and 42. So with 42, 0100 is a 4. I know that already. And the 2 would be 0010. Okay, because I'm turning on the 2. Okay. So what is C in... What is C in ASCII? So that's the C in ASCII. And D is going to be what? So what's a D? It's 2 4s. 0100, 0100. It's 2 4s. Okay, what is a I? Look it up and tell me what the decimal and the hex for an I are. So look in the chat.
73 decimal.
73.
49 hex.
49. So an I is going to be a 4, which is 0100, and then a 9. What's a 9? Right, 1001. Okay, because an 8 is turned on and a 1 is turned on. On all of these, we're going with 01001001. We're going to turn on the 8 and turn on the 1. Okay, don't turn on the 4 and the 2 if you want 9. Turn on the 8 and the 1 if you want 9. And if you want 4, you just turn on the 4. Okay, what's a J?
Decimal 74.
Uh-huh. And what's the hex?
4A.
4A. So now we've got 4A. So the 4 we know is 0100. What's an A? Somebody brave, say it so I can hear.
Is it a 0?
When A is what? What do I... A is like when I count. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A.
A is 10.
It's 10. So what do I turn on? to get 10, okay? If I, this was I, this
one
is
zero,
J.
1, 0.
Pardon me?
1, 0, 1, 0.
Yes. So J is 0, 1, 0, 0. Whoops. And then I've got to turn on an A. I want to turn on the 8 and the 2, right? 8 and 2 make 10. So 1, 0, 1, 0, which is, I think, what I said yes to, but I'm... Okay, so J is 1, 0, 1, 0. Okay, what is M? 77 and
four
what?
4B.
4B. No, J is 4A. D? Oh, you said D.
Yes.
I thought you said B. So D, and so that would be, again, 0, 1, 0, 0. And what's a D?
1, 1, 1, 0.
Okay, 1, 1, 1, 0. Not quite. D is, let's see, A is 10, B is 11, C is 12, D is 13. Okay, gotta use your fingers better. So 13 means turn on the 8, the 2, no, the 8, the 4, sorry. 8 and 4 is 12, and one more is 13. Okay, so that is a D. Okay. What is a P? P. P is what?
50.
Okay, so 50. I can no longer... P is the what letter of the alphabet? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. 16th letter of the alphabet, right? So 16th letter of the alphabet, I can't fit into 8421. That only goes up to 15. So 16th letter of the alphabet is going to end up with 0101, because that's a 5, and then 4 zeros. Okay, so that's a 5. And 4 zeros, because it's the 16th letter, so it had to use a fifth byte. Okay. So P is 0101000. What about Z? What are the numbers for Z?
90.
5, 8. Okay. 5A,
letter A.
Pardon me? 5A, letter A. A, okay. Yeah. Okay, so how do I
write that?
5 is 0101, right?
Yeah.
And what's A?
1010.
Pardon? 1, 1, 0, 0, right? No. 1, 0. 1, 0, 1, 0. Because I'm turning on, okay, so Z is 5A, which is 0101, and the A is 1010. I'm turning on the 8 and the 2 to make the A. Okay, now notice the pattern here. And the pattern is that I need, for some letters of the alphabet, 5 digits to tell the letter. Because I have 26 letters of the alphabet, and 4 digits can only hold up through 15. So once I get to the 16th letter of the alphabet, I need 5 digits. So the pattern here is the 5 digits tell which letter it is. And the first 3 tell the group that I'm in. And in this case, I'm in the uppercase group. So I've got the uppercase rule. So the first three digits tell you what group it's in, that it's uppercase. And the last five digits tell you which. Okay, so if I look at the last five digits on Z, the last five digits are 11010, and the first three are 010. Okay, so if I look at this, 2 is turned on, 8 is turned on, and 16 is turned on. And if I add 16 and 8 and 2, I get 26. So that's the 26th letter of the alphabet. Because 16, 8, and 2 gets me to 26. Okay, so Z is the 26th letter of the alphabet. Are you buying that? Yeah, P would be 16. And Q would be just 0001 at the end. 16 and 1 would be Q. Okay. There's a few people that don't look like they're buying it. Questions? Okay, so now let's go back to the chart and look at a lowercase a. A lowercase a is 97 and 61. An uppercase A was 0100001, and a lowercase A is 61. So what is it going to be?
It's going to be 011.
That's right, 011.
Zero. Zero, 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 four.
Right. Okay. So there's a difference there in that there is a 011 at the beginning as opposed to a 010 at the beginning. Okay? And a B would be 98 and 62. So a B is going to be 0110, 0010. Okay? So that is going to be a B. What is a Z going to be? Somebody look it up and tell me.
99, 63.
63. 60. No.
3.
Yes, 63?
Yes.
Lowercase z?
Yes.
Oh, I'm saying Z. You're giving me Z.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm saying, wait a minute, that's just
okay.
One up.
I got it.
Z is further up.
122.
One what?
22.
122.
7A.
7A. It's amazing how much A and 8 sound alike. And B and D. Okay. So that is 7A, right? So a 7A is going to be what? 7 is 0111, right? Because I turn on the 4, 2, and the 1. And A is what?
10.
Okay, so that is a Z. And again, if I look at it, the 8 is on, the 4 is on, the 2 is on, which adds up. I'm sorry, the 16, 8. Sorry about that. Sometimes I should listen to myself. the 16 is on, the 8 is on, and the 2 is on. So that makes 26. Okay, so I've got 26. And this tells me that it is lower case. So it is telling me that it's the 26th letter, lower case. The 26th lower case letter. Okay? So what happens then is you asked when we were doing JavaScript, what if I type in, I said, do you want to play again, yes or no? And you asked, can I type in a lowercase? And the answer is no, because the lowercase and the uppercase are sending different code. Okay? So if you want to have them accept a lowercase, you have to say equal to the code for an uppercase A or equal to the code for a lowercase a. That's what it has to translate into. So you can't do that. Languages do have uppercase translated to uppercase, translated to lowercase functions. And there is one in JavaScript. It's just more complex than it needs to be, in my opinion. Okay, so uppercase and lowercase does make a difference. And when I tell you JavaScript is case sensitive, that's what I mean. Okay, it's not checking if you spell pass float with a lowercase f instead of an uppercase f. It's seeing the wrong thing, because a lowercase f is different than an uppercase f. And it's not saying, oh, they might type in a lowercase f, we'll check for that too. They're saying, get it right. Okay, I don't have the patience with you typing a lowercase f, I just want an uppercase f. Questions? Yeah.
How can you tell the difference between a lowercase and an uppercase again?
Well, the lowercase has these three digits at the beginning, and the uppercase has these three digits at the beginning. Okay? So that's the difference between lower and uppercase. 010 at the beginning means uppercase, and 011 at the beginning means lowercase. Okay? And then the last five are telling me which. Then if you go back to the chart, you can see the numbers. Okay? And the numbers, for example, are 30, 31, 32. Okay? So if I want the number 2, okay, there's the number 2 right there. And it is 32 in hex. So it's going to be 0011 0010. Okay? And if you look down, all of the numbers have a 3 at the beginning. And so that tells me that it is a number. Okay? So there are codes at the beginning that tell me which group it's in. And then in this case, they only use the last 4 to tell the number. Okay? And then there is a lot of code for special characters. So, for example, a space is a hexadecimal 20. So when you hit the space bar on the computer, it's a hexadecimal 20, which means it's a 00100000. Okay? Because it's a 20. So a space is a 20 in hex. So it is a 00100000. Okay? And that's a 20. And then you can see all the other special characters. And as I said, there's a special character for an A. There's a special character for a B. Those aren't used that often, but quotes especially can sometimes be confusing if you put them into HTML. And so lots of times if people want to print a quote, they would use a single quote. They would use the ampersand, number sign, 39, semicolon. And if they want a double quote, anybody see a double quote? There it is. 34. So they would put in that code, and then it will, in hexadecimal, it will print. If I put in hexadecimal, ampersand, number sign, 34, semicolon, it will print a double quote. It understands that that's the code for a double quote. Okay? And so it will translate it, and you can see that the hex is 32, so it will translate it to 0010010, which is a 22. So that's what happens when you hit a key on a keyboard. It turns it into an 8-digit ASCII code. And if you want to, you can dump it out in hex, or for that matter in decimal, but people use hex for that. And see what the hex is, and then you can translate the code. Okay? So if I were to write hello world, okay, so if I were to write hello world, and then I bring up the code for that, so hello world, I would look for the H, hello world, so we'll start out with hello. First of all, there's the H, okay, and the H is a 48 in hex, okay, so therefore the H is 0100. And then an 8 is 1000. Okay? So when I hit the H, that's the binary that gets generated, the ASCII code that gets generated. Okay? If I do an E is a 45, so I'm getting 0100 0101. If I do an L, I am getting 4C. So I'm getting what? 0100. What's the C? 110. Okay, C is 10. A is a 10. B is an 11. C is a 12. 00, right? 12 is the 8 and the 4 turned on. Okay. And O would be what? O is for F. Okay? So it's 0, 1, 4, F. Sorry about that. 4, F. 0, 1, 0, 0, and then what's the F? What's the F? Fifteen, which means turn on what? Yeah.
All of the ones?
That's right.
All of them.
Okay, 15, which is 8 and 4 is 12, and 2 more is 14, and 1 more is 15. Okay, so that's hello. And then I'll do the W, and then we'll... The W is 57, so that's 0101 0111, and that's 57. So if I look at this, and I can look at it so many ways, the 010 tells me it's uppercase. The 1011 is 8, 4, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. get that one, 16 in there. That's a 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. So I've got the 16 on, the 4 on makes 20, the 2 and the 1 make 23, so W is the 23rd letter. 23, W is the 23rd letter. X, W, X, Y, Z. So W is the 23rd, X is the 24th, Y is the 25th, Z is the 26th. So W is the 23rd letter. Okay, so W was over and needed the 5 digits. Okay, and when you need the 5 digits, then part of those becomes, when you need the 5 digits, the 5th one is part of the first 4. So that changes it from a 4 to a 5 at the beginning. So finish up world and do the rest of world the way I just did it. Yeah. Okay.
How did you find the conversions for letters?
Pardon me?
How did you find the conversions for the letters? Was it on the
reference? No. The reference for ASCII. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I already have.
Oh.
How did you find the conversions for letters?
Oh, I have to know that. I have to figure that out. So, for world, the next letter is an O. Okay? And so I look down here at the O and I say it's a 4F.
6.
O is a 4F, right?
It's capital?
Yes.
You're doing all capital?
I'm doing all capitals. So it's a 4F. If you did a lowercase, it's a 6F.
Okay.
So if you did it lowercase, that's fine. So it's a 4F in hex. So I look at the O and under the hex. And in hex, it is a 4F. Okay? And then I know the rules, which are 8, 4, 2, 1. I want to put the 4 in. And the F is going to go 8, 4, 2, 1 is also. So a 4 is turn on the 4. Turn off the 8 and the 2 and the 1. And an F is turn on the 8, because F is 15. Turn on the 8, turn on the 4, turn on the 2, turn on the 1. So an O is 01001111. Does that answer your question? Okay. F, you know, when I do hex, 9 is 1001, because I turn on the 8 and the 1. A is what? 1010, because I turn on the 8 and the 2. Okay. B is 1011, and I turn on the 8, the 2, and the 1. Okay. C is 1100, I turn on the 8 and the 4. D is 1101, I'm turning on 8, 4, and 1. E is 1110, I'm turning on 842. And F is 1111 because I'm turning on 8, 4, 2, and 1. And 8, 4, and 2, and 1 are gotten because those are the powers of 2. 2 to the 0 is defined as 1. 2 to the 1st is defined as 2. 2 squared is 4. 2 cubed is 8.
Sounds like addition. Sort of.
I'm not sure I consider addition. Because it's 1, 2. It's powers of 2. So it's 1, 2, 4, and 8. Okay, the powers of 2. Two to the zero is defined as 1. 2 to the 1st is 2. 2 squared is 4. 2 cubed is 8. Okay, and so that gives me the 8, 4, 2, and 1 are the powers of 2. 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd. Okay, so R, coming over here, R, you look at, and R is a hexadecimal 52, a hex 52, so the 5 is 0101. And the 2 is 0010. So that's what an R is. An R is 0101 0010. And then an L is 4C. An L is a hexadecimal 4C. So 4 is 0100.
1100.
1100 is the C. Because the C is the 12th letter, and 12 has 8 and 4. And then a D, which I don't have room for, a D is a hexadecimal 44. And 44 is 0100 0100. And so that's what a D is. And again, if I look at it the other way, look at the last 5 digits, the 4 is turned on, so it's the 4th letter in the alphabet. And the 010 at the beginning tells me that it is uppercase. Okay, so the beginning 3 letters tells me that it's uppercase, and the last 5 digits have the 4 turned on, so that tells me it's the 4th letter in the alphabet. When I was down here in the R, I had the 16 turned on and the 2 turned on. So 16 and 2 is 18, so R is the 18th letter in the alphabet. And I'm going to believe that rather than count on my fingers, but you can count on your fingers to prove it if you like. Okay? Questions? Is it making a little more sense? Okay. So basically, if you know the hex, you know how to get the ASCII binary, the ASCII code, and once you've got the ASCII code, you can look at the first 3 and say, oh, that's an uppercase, and look at the last 5 and figure out which one it is. Okay? Because the last 5 are going to tell you which one it is, which letter in the alphabet it is. So if I gave you 58 47, let's see, 58, 47, what else do I want? Well, I'll just do those two for now. What are those two? I give you 58 and 47. What's the ASCII code and what's the character? Okay, so I take the 5 and I do the 8421. And I change the 5 into 0101 and the 8 into 1000. Then I look at the first three letters, and the first three letters tells me it's an uppercase. And then I look at the last 5, 16 and 8 are turned on. 16 and 8 is 24, so that's the 24th letter, so it is an X. With the 4 and the 7, I've got 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 2, 3. Okay? So this tells me that it's uppercase, and this tells me that it's the 7th letter of the alphabet, so it is G. So if I give you the hex, you can figure it out. Hopefully if I give you the binary, you can figure it out. Okay? Because if I give you, working off that G and the 8, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 0. Okay? And if I want to figure out what it is, this is an uppercase, and the 8 is on. So it's the 8th letter, and I can just do the counting on my fingers and come up with the fact that it's therefore an H. So if I give you the binary, you ought to be able to figure out the other two. If I give you the hex, you ought to be able to figure out the other two. And if I give you the letter, you ought to be able to figure out the other two. Now, we've been going and looking at the letters in the chart. But in fact, if I decide, okay, what one haven't I done? K. Okay, so if I say, okay, I've got K. And I say, okay, K is going to have a 0, 1, 0 at the beginning because it's an uppercase letter. Now, which one is K? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, 11. Did I count right? Yeah. K is the 11th letter. Okay, so it is the 11th letter in the alphabet. So how can I, what do I write now? I don't need the letter of the 16 turned on. What do I need for 11? Pardon me?
Yeah, 1011.
So you're turning on the 8, the 2, and the 1, which makes 11. So now that I know that, I can go back and say, okay, this is a 4, and then what's a 1010?
Capital.
11. Okay. A is a 10, B is an 11, so this is a B. A, 2, and 1 is a B. Because remember, 8 and 2 was an A, so 8, 2, and 1 is the 11th, it's a B. So once I have the letter, I can figure out what the code would be, and I can also then go to the hex. So given any one of those three, you can bounce around and figure out what's going on. Okay? Okay. Next thing we're going to look at, actually I think I will save this, because I got messed up when it took it away from me the other day. Okay, now we're going to just play around with binary, mainly because you should be comfortable with binary. So we've looked at codes, now we're going to play around with binary. So I'm just going to add. So 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1, 0. 10 plus 1 is 11. Plus 1 is 100. Put down the 0, carry the 10. 10 plus 1 is 11. Plus 1 is 100. Plus 1 is 101. Okay. And hopefully I did that right. So, to check it though, I can say 8, 2, and 1 are turned on, so that's 11, right? 8, 2, and 1 are turned on, so that's 11. 8 and 2 are turned on, so that's 10. 4, 2, and 1 are turned on, so that's 7. 8, 4, and 1 are turned on, so that's 13. That's 41 then, right? And so down here, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. 32 is turned on. 8 is turned on, so that's 40. And 1 is turned on, so that's 41. 32, 40, 8, plus 1 is 41. So that's how I can check it, is I can convert each thing individually and then check and see if my answer is the right thing. And it is, it's 41. Try that. Thank you. Anybody got a maybe answer?
100000.
100000.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody buy that or got a different one? No, nobody has a different one. Anybody got an answer? Yeah?
101100.
101100. Okay. Anybody like either of those?
I like 101110.
Okay. 101110. We have almost every combination of ones and zeros you could have. Okay, anybody got another one they like? Or would they like to vote for one of these? Okay, let's try it. 1 + 1 = 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. +1 = 100. Put down the 0, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100, right? Put down the 0, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. So the first one is what I came up with, at least. Anybody else? So I won't totally confuse the people at home with the guessing. All right. So this is what? 1100 is what? 12. 10 is what? 2. 111 is what?
7.
1010 is what? 11. So 9, 10, 2, 32. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So it's right. The 32 is turned on, and that makes it right. I think we should try one more of those.
Start the wraparound. That's it.
Remember on the side, 1 + 1 = 10, +1 = 11, +1 = 100, +1 = 101, etc. Yeah.
5 minutes, can I say it?
No, not yet. give it a minute. You like binary. Okay, you can give me what you think.
1 0 1 0 1 0.
That's a nice pattern. He was right the last time, so that gives him some credibility. Anybody else got a third one? Or do they like either of these? Or they don't like binary addition? There's another option, yeah.
Yeah, I got the first one as well.
You got the first one? Okay. Plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Okay? And we can see it over here. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. So I put down the 0, carry the 1, 0. 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 1. So I put down the 1 and carry the 1, 0. 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. So I put down the 0 and carry the 1, 0, right? And I'm just checking myself that I said the right thing there. 1, 0. Okay, 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1, plus 1 is 1, 0, 0, plus 1 is 1, 0, 1. Okay, so this is 15, 8, 2, and 1 is 11, 7, and 9. So this is 20, 35, 42. I get 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. 32 is on, 8 is on, 2 is on, that makes 42. So it is correct. Okay? I'm going to ask you to do this for homework. I'm going to, you know, want you to show me the little of the work, like checking this and like doing what I'm doing here. But I would also check it on the calculator and make sure you get the right answer. And that's true of the homework I gave you last week. Check it on the calculator. I want you to do it because I want you to understand how it's working. But I have no problems with checking with the calculator, so everybody should get 100. Yeah.
So, like, last week with the numbers and this week, you don't want just the answer, right?
No, right. I want the work. If you just give me the answers, you can get a C. Okay. But if you want a grade higher than that, you got to give me the work.
Okay.
Okay? Because I'm not interested in your ability to type numbers into a calculator or onto the screen. I'm interested in your ability to figure it out. Okay, so now we're going to look at subtraction. So I'm going to do a subtraction here. So 1 take away 1 is 0. 1 from 0 I can't do. So I've got to borrow. And when I borrow, I bring over 1 0, just like you do in decimal. The difference is, in decimal, that's worth 10 ones. In binary, it's only worth 2 ones. So 1 from 1, 0 is 1. And now 0 from nothing is 0. 1 from 1 is 0. 0, 1. Okay. So now I can do the same thing I do in decimal and add these back up to see if I get the right answer. And I do. And I can also go over and look at these and say 101, 101, that's a 1, 2, 4, 8, 32 are turned on. And so that is a what? 45. And 8, 2, and 1 is an 11. And so this is 33. And if I look at the answer, which is 100010, I've got the 2 on, okay, 100010. I can't subtract in the decimal, that's my problem. That's a 34. The 2 is on 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. That means 34. So my problem was subtracting in decimal, not in binary. Okay? 11 from 35 is indeed 34, not 33. So I checked my answer there. Okay. Thank you. Okay, you got an answer?
100111.
Yep. So the important thing here is the taking away. One from zero I can't do, and I can't get it until I get all the way over to the one. So when I use that, I bring over 10, but that's still not where I want it. So I take away one and leave one and bring over 10. That's still not where I want it, so I take one and bring it over. And now I've got it over to where I want it. Okay? One from 10 is one. Nothing from one is one. Nothing from one is one. Nothing from nothing is zero. And these are just brought down. Okay, so that's the answer. Now 101, 101000 is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So that was 40 minus 1 is 39. And if I look at the answer, 1, 2, 4, 32. 32 and 4 is 36, 37, 38, 39. Okay. And if I add it back up, 1 plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 10, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 10, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1, 0, 1. And so that gives me the checking that way as well. Okay. So do you see how subtraction works? You want another one in subtraction, or are we done?
One more.
Got an answer you like?
One, zero, 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 one, one.
How many zeros were there? How many zeros?
Four. Exactly. Yeah, two, one.
Anybody buy that?
No.
Huh?
No.
So one from zero I can't do, so I have to borrow. So that goes away, and I have 1, 0 here. One from 1, 0 is one. Okay. One from zero I can't do, and I go all the way over here to borrow. And I keep borrowing back over until I get it where I need it, which is there. And one from 1, 0 is one. One from one is zero. One from one is zero. Nothing from zero is zero. Zero, one. Okay, so that works out. This is 82, right? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. 64 is on, 16 is on, and two is on. So 64 and 16 is 80. And 2 is 82, right? And this is 15. Okay, so 67 is what I should come up with at the bottom. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. So that's 67. Okay. We're done.